Mike is in Norwich. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Chris.
We've got about 3 minutes, so what would you like to talk about?
Right. When I let my grandson's helium balloon go after his birthday, we let it just vanish into the sky. Could you tell me whether it would be affected by the very cold atmosphere if it reached, I don't know if it would reach 5 miles. Would it just pop, or what would happen to it? Could you tell me, please?
Well, first of all, let me just say why it floats up in the air first, and then Dave can handle the hard bit. The reason it floats up in the air is because helium is lighter than air. So, in other words, it's a bit like a boat floating on the water. The balloon is pushing air out of the way that weighs more than the weight of the helium and the balloon together. So the heavier air comes in underneath the balloon and the balloon is pushed up in the air. So that's why the balloon goes up in the air, and this process will carry on going until the helium filled balloon reaches a point, an altitude at which the air is the same density as the helium plus balloon effectively is. So that's the maximum height that will be defined by how high it can actually go. So now let's look at the other part of the question, Dave.
Yeah, as you get higher up, the air pressure reduces, so the balloon is going to try and expand. Now, depending on how heavy the balloon is, the balloon will either, and how quickly it's losing helium, because if you've ever blown up an all rubber balloon with helium, they lose the helium quite quickly because it can get through the gaps in between the rubber polymers quite easily. So the balloon will keep on going upwards until either the balloon will expand and expand and expand until either it gets heavy enough it can't get any higher, or that the difference in pressure inside and outside of it is enough that it will explode. I think if you just let go of a normal helium balloon, it will just escape and it will go up a few miles. I couldn't tell you exactly how.
Michel Fournier, who was the retired army man who was going to do the jump from the edge of space a couple of weeks ago, and his balloon took off without him, unfortunately. It let go. His balloon would have got him to the edge of space, wouldn't it? Because they use a material that can keep on expanding further up it goes.
They either use a material which can expand a lot, or they start, if you ever looked at sort of these kind of balloons when they start off, they're almost entirely empty. There's just a little tiny bit of helium in the top of them. And as they go up, there's lots of space for that helium to expand into, so they can go up higher and higher and higher. I think the altitude record for an unmanned balloon is about 53 kilometres. The limit is really...
That's effectively space, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about half the way to what's technically space. And basically, the only limit is how light you can make the balloon, fundamentally.
Thanks, Dave. Now, next week, we're evolving because it's the 150th anniversary of Darwin sending his famous book, The Origin of Species, to the publishers, effectively. So we'll be recognising that with a look at Darwin's original writings, which are in fact held here in Cambridge. And we'll also be hearing about peppered moths and sheep in Scotland to find out what evolution is doing for them. So please send any questions you have on the science of evolution or ecology, or any general science questions and just hellos, to chris@thenakedscientist.com. My thanks must go this week to our production team, who are superb. That's Ben Valsler, Mira Senthillingham, Petro Minch and Diana O'Carroll. I'm Chris Smith. Have a fantastic week and see you next time. Goodbye.
The Naked Scientists are sponsored by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.